Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, who is this?
Yeah, my name is Rob. We received a call from this number. I'm from Penguin Book Writers.
For book, where are you out of?
We are in New York City. That's where our
Well,
head
see,
office is.
well, I'm in California. It might be a little further from for me.
No, that wouldn't be an issue. Usually, again, we are an online company, so all the work that we do, either that's going to be on video calls, normal calls, emails, so we have all the modes of communication available.
And so you help write books? Are you a ghostwriter?
Yes, we have ghostwriters, we have editors, and again, we are an agency. You must have heard about the Penguin Books, so it's the same company.
Not really. I've been working at the prison. I'm a nurse at the prison, and I wrote my first book, so I'm trying to figure out where to start.
I
I
see.
know who's going to publish it, so I don't know if you publish or tell me a little. Can you tell me a little? But I want somebody to proofread, ghostwrite. I already have it written. It's not that many corrections that need to be done. It's a kid's book. It's simple. It's funny. I've read it to people. The publisher loves it. And a lot of people like it of all different cultures. So I've already tested the grounds at work and everything. So,
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's
yeah,
to
so it's
assist
a
you
nice,
with
cute
that.
little book that's different. And kids are having trouble with potty training. And that's what inspired me. I'm 65. It's my little grandson. So it's a cute, cute little story that makes people laugh and it teaches the child at the same time. And like one lady said, that Prince, he owns a printing company. We need more kid books, and we need books that's not cursing.
Oh, sure.
You know, so I need somebody to kind of proofread it, and write it, and then I need to take it and find an illustrator.
We do that. See, when it comes to books, we are an agency, so we offer complete services. We write books, we do the editing, we proofread them, we design the cover pages, we do the illustrations, and then we go ahead and publish it. It's a big company. Again, almost every person, every second person knows about Penguins, Penguin Books. If you search online, you're going to find each and everything. So what we do. Now, let me ask you this. How many pages would you like this book to be, and then how many illustrations you want to add?
About 20, but see, I didn't want it that big. The lady that I was dealing with said she'd publish it on Amazon and all that, market it, I mean. And she needed 20 to 22 pages, and some of the pages, which I've been reading a lot of kids' books, has a lot of blank pages.
Correct.
You know, but I'm thinking if you have too many, because I'm a psychiatric technician too, and LVN, also a licensed vocational nurse, they're going to get frustrated.
That's right, 100% right. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, so she wants 20 to 22, but they could be blank. I don't want a book with a bunch of blank pages.
No point. But okay,
But
so
with the kids, they're going to. Their mind, they snap. You're not going to have their full attention if that book has too many words and it's too long. You're going to lose the
exactly.
parents and lose the kid.
That's right. 100% right. Totally agree with you. And then I
Okay, so
believe
tell
then
me a little.
we're talking about maybe 20 pages altogether, one page of writing, one illustration. That's how it's going to be. Maybe 10 pages of illustrations and then 10 pages of writing. I believe that's going to be enough.
Yeah,
Usually.
something like that. And
Exactly.
I
Just.
want the shape as a butterfly.
You want a shape as a butterfly. I see.
Yes.
And
Or
what
it
about
could be a
the.
butterfly or heart.
Got it. Perfectly got it. And then
But it
what
has to
about
be for
the.
boys and girls. You know,
Both.
I don't want it like people got a boy book and you got a girl book. This is for all book.
That's for boys and girls both. Anyone can read it. Lovely, lovely.
Yeah. So anyone can read it. So it could be bruised into the boy story with a touch of something else, rainbows, orange, this and that and that. and maybe the last tip of the butterfly pink. You see what I'm saying? That's why I said if you put a butterfly, put mm-hmm. more blue, then it could be for everyone, or you got an idea. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I know kids.
I can certainly say that you know, gets a lot. that's something,
yes.
that, again, very deep that you're saying. Okay, see what we can do.
How much?
We have ghostwriters. First of all, if we already wrote it, that's fine. We'll simply take the draft from you. We'll edit it professionally. We'll see if there are any grammatical errors. That's something that we're going to check. If our editors, because they are professional, and then if they found, yeah, that's something that we need to replace it with the, we need to replace this line with the relevant line, and then they'll make sure that writing is in one flow. So the kids who's reading it, they like it. They take interest in it. So these are the few things that comes in the editing. Now, after that, we'll, of course, if you have ideas at what kind of illustrations you need, because I can certainly say that you have an idea, you know what you're doing. So if you have an idea, you can share your ideas with our designing team. We'll go ahead and do the customized illustrations. If not, then keeping the content of the book, they will simply go ahead and share around 15 to 20 illustrations with you. And you can go ahead and select whichever you like. In case, because most of our designers, of all of them, they are very professional. In case if you want them to do it again, we'll go ahead and do it again unless you're satisfied. Now, once you're satisfied with the writing, editing, proofreading, and illustrations, then we'll design the cover pages. As you mentioned that you want a book in a butterfly shape, so then, again, you can give our designing team an idea that that's something I want as a cover page. Because, see, when it comes to cover page, they are important. If you want to sell your book, they need to be attractive. And then we'll go ahead and design the cover pages. And then we'll simply compile each and everything together. If you want us to publish it, we'll go ahead and publish it on all the major platforms all around the world. That includes Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, Apple Books, Kobo, Ingram & Spark. So these are all the major platforms all around the world that covers around 97% of the market, book market. Well, go ahead and publish your book. That's the complete process.
Okay, so where do we start?
Okay, see, as when it comes to us, when it comes to Penguins, of course, we have a fees. We have different packages. For kids' book, we have two different packages. We have our teams that produce at least two or three best-selling books a year, and then we have a standard team, their minimum of 10 years of experience, because we don't just give you one person. We give you the whole team to work with. From start to finish, they're going to be taking care of each and everything for you. Now, if you want to go with the standard team, that's going to cost you $950. In $950, and then keep in mind that these prices are after 60% discount. You must have checked on our website as well that we are running this amazing promotion.
Okay, how do you spell that thing, Penguins, P-I?
It's P-E-N, P as in Peter, E as in Edward,
okay.
N as in Nancy,
okay.
G as in girl, U as in umbrella, I as in Indiana, N as in Nancy, and then S as in Sam. So it's Penguin.
Okay.
Okay.
Penguin. What's the website?
It's penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay.
It's just penguinbookwriters.com.
Bookwriters. Okay, .com. Well, that's not bad. What do I get for that $900 and something?
We'll do the writing.
Both were... Okay.
Everything. So a team will
okay.
be assigned to you.
Okay.
And, we'll write it, we'll edit it, we'll proofread it, we'll do the illustrations, and then we'll publish your book. So it's a complete package. And then, see, we have another package as well. If you think that you want to work with the best-selling team, at least minimum of 15 years of experience in the industry, and at least three bestsellers, that's going to be $1,850.
$1,850.
So there is a package that you can avail for $950 and then for $1,850. But see the difference and how we guarantee results. As again, we have a clientele. your book will be listed as soon as you open Amazon. For once a week, you're going to see your book on the first page of Amazon. That's the main benefits you get while working with us. Exactly.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty good, though.
Because, see, we are affiliated with them, and we are working with them for years now. So these are
okay.
the perks we get. We get slots on their homepage. So we can.
So what is your name?
My name is Rob, R-O-B.
So do you want my email and email me some stuff?
Oh, definitely. I can go ahead and send you the complete information. All right, here we go. So can I have your email address? Please go ahead with it.
E-A-R-L-E-N-E Smith, just the number one, the one straight up, at hotmail.com. So once again, all lowercase, E-A-R-L-E-N-E, Erlene Smith 1 at hotmail.com. Yeah, I like the fact that you do it all, that I don't have to keep moving around.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part. See, from start to finish, we'll be taking care of each and everything for you. So you don't need to go anywhere. Everything under one roof.
Well, I need to get this book copyrighted. They said that I didn't need it if I'd done it on my laptop. But I think I want to get it copyrighted first.
Oh, we'll assist you with that as well, of course. When we say, see, Ellen, from start to finish, we'll help you with everything. We're going to be taking care of each and everything. Means that we'll be taking care of each and everything. Now, okay, so the number I have for you is 209-523-7244.
Yeah. It's cell phone 209-771-7966. So I think I'm very interested than most of them I talk to. She wants $5.99 for this. And then she wants, what is it, the advertised $100 a week, which I think is steep. She wants 20 to 22 pages. I mean, then $3.99 for this. I don't want piecework. I just want a full package and be done with it. I don't have time. I work at the prison. I don't have time. This is my first book. I don't want to get ripped off, so I'm smart. So I am going to get this copied probably at Kinko's or somebody and run it through right quick.
See, that's we'll take care of that. Everything is going to be under your name.
But here's the whole thing. How do I know that you guys ain't going to steal my book, though? You see what I'm saying?
I'm sending an email.
Hey, I drove.
I'm sending
an
email.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying?
Find.
I'm not stupid. I drove trucks all up in New York, too. Okay, and I have property over in down from Albany in Chazy, New York. So, you know, I know how New Yorkers are, too, no offense. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to get ripped off by nobody, especially with my first, and I work at a prison. Come on.
So no one can rip you off, trust me.
Yeah. So just send me that stuff. And I don't mind sharing. I'm not greedy. It ain't nothing like that.
No,
I don't mind sharing.
The email that I'm sending you, you're going to find each and everything. I believe I missed your name, if you can give me your first
name. E-A-R-L-E-N-E, Erlene Smith 1 at hotmail.com. So it's the same, that's my name, Erlene Smith, except for it's all lowercase, Erlene Smith 1, I just put the 1 in it, at hotmail.com. So that's my email.
Perfect.
Yeah, and you laugh, and you got a good sense of humor, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a lot of thieves out there. I ordered some coffee from eBay, two of those pods. Well, they ripped me off, $100. Somebody gave a fake address out of the Bay Area.
Oh, I see.
And them is really thieves. The Bay is just ridiculous.
So many scammers out there. But I see.
Yeah,
I think that we. You're going to receive a non-disclosure agreement from us as well once we start working. So which means your information are not going to be shared with anyone. You work in jails, so you must know what a non-disclosure agreement is, which means it's just going to be you're hiring us to do a work. We don't keep any rights, which means you're going to be keeping 100% rights. Each and everything is going to be yours. So that's something you don't need to under. Don't need to worry about it. Okay, and what was the cell phone number? I believe I missed that.
209-77. What is that? 779. No, 771. 209-771-7966.
Thank you very much.
So yeah, it's just a lot of thieves out here, man. It's just a lot of money-hungry people. I don't like greed. I don't like money-hungry people. And I don't care if I get rich or not. You know, from what I see of rich people and prince, everybody killing themselves, no, you can keep the money. I just want to be comfortable.
Understood.
You know what I mean? It's just look at all of them. Michael Jackson, everybody. Look at these people. You know, Elvis Presley, grandkid, OD, you know, all this stuff, and just way too many people dying, way too many people stealing, way too many people killing. You got a serial killer running around Stockton.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he's running around. He's still running around. He didn't kill the Latinas. So so far they all Latinas, and I've seen that. I said, you guys recognize that they're all Mexican males, but he got a woman too. And then somebody said he killed another guy in the Bay Area, so mm-hmm. that guy was Latino. So now the police finally figuring out that it's all Mexicans that this guy is killing.
And why is that?
Racist is either a white person or a black person, and I would say he's getting them off the street at 1:30 in the morning, so it might be somebody that his wife, girlfriend, sister OD'd on drugs because he's catching these guys out that at their ages, some of them should not be out 1:30 in the morning. So I think they're on the streets roaming or doing stuff that they're not supposed to, and he's killing them. So it's mostly people late night, 1:30, 2 o'clock out in the morning. So I would say somebody OD'd and he's blaming somebody or he's killing drug dealers or whatever they are. They're not giving you the full story, you know, but being working in a prison, that's the profile, you know. So
I believe because you spent so much time in the prison working with so – I mean, you can tell better that maybe there's story is different.
I work at a prison, so I see it. Mm-hmm. I got murderers, mm-hmm. I got this, I got rapists, and this and that, so I can kind of profile them better. Mm-hmm. So it's either that or that, because why isn't he getting anybody else? It's
exactly.
One color. They barely figured it out. They said they tend to be Hispanic. They put it in there. I said, no crap. I figured that out the first day when the four were dead. I said, these guys are all Mexican. You know, and so in the prison, I have to learn to look out. You know, you get used to it. I have to keep my eyes open. I got to learn. I got to listen. I got to watch because they're listening, and you learn stuff from them,
exactly.
You know, by listening. You know, so somebody did somebody's family probably OD'd, and he's taking it out on everybody. Or he's tired of the homeless people. I went somewhere last night. I never seen that many homeless people before, all lined up. I think it was Walmart. I said, damn, and the whole row by the street were lined up full of homeless. And that comes with the high mortgage in California, these houses, $600,000-$700,000. And who caused the whole bang was these Bay Area people. And that's why people don't like them. They're rude. They're mean. And those black women there in Oakland, I went up there a couple of times. They're very mean people. You know, my family, black, they're from Texas, and they're just completely different. You know, my parents left Texas. I was raised by Fresno. And the North is completely different from the blacks in Texas. The black men in Texas, my daddy raised just 14 kids. These people up here in Oakland, I've been here 30 years, they don't raise their children, and they're rude. So they're a different type of black. They're lazy. Mm. So
they don't
want to
do anything.
They don't want to do anything, and that'll be my next book, you know, the way we were raised. You know, my daddy used to do the farming, and they said that the black left the field. That is not true. What the true story is, I was out there pulling the cotton with the cotton sack back in 1965 when the first cotton picker came in, and I was so happy, you know, and stuff. So what happened, my daddy – they were paying us, the Minions and stuff, the one that grew those grapes in Tulare, all the Central Valley, and we wanted more than a half a cent to be rolling and picking those grapes. So 1 year, we wanted 1%, 1 cent. And 1 year, that used to be like 20 black families, Then the next year, there was 15 black families, and then the next year, it was gone. It was one Mexican family came in, then 10 Mexican families came in, then 20. So we were told that we were no longer needed. So the black never left the field. They got rid of us for cheaper labor.
Exactly, because of the Mexicans and then all these people.
Yes, yeah. So one day I want to write that story, and I've been telling the kids and telling the Latinos out here, I said, you guys think that you do everything and that you're not expendable? I said, that's not true, because you guys have a fake story. I was there. I said, see, y'all take care of everything, but we dug it out of the ground. We dug the trees. We were the mule. And I said, and we did all that work before y'all came in, and they didn't want to pay us for out there in that gray field for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did it every year with dust all in our hair and everything, a penny, a tray. Because when we roll them, you roll your grapes, you put down your paper, you throw your grapes on it. So you know what I'm talking about. And so and you know I know what I'm talking about. Well, they wanted the product to be done quickly. So when they hired those 20 or 30 Mexican families, we used to have work that lasted us all summer, 2 months. Those Mexican families came in and wiped out the grapes in 2 weeks flat. Because that's what they wanted. They wanted more Mexicans, cheaper labor, put the product quicker out on the market. And that's what they wanted, cheap labor. So I get very upset when the Republicans, I mean, you know, I'm an independent, sit here and talk about, the border, this and that. Neither party wants rid of those Mexicans. It's all for show. And if they wanted to make an immigration law, they could have did that immigration law a long time ago. They don't want those Mexicans to stop coming because they're still using them all in the field here. And I think the Nigerians, when I was up in Champaign, picked that area up in New York over there, Lake Champaign, and I was about 35 Plattsburgh. They used the Africans and stuff for that field work. They always have to use somebody. And then when these somebodies get educated, oh, you forget, they want their kids to be better than this. Now you got a problem with it. So now there's a problem that foreigners came over. They don't want to stay in that 110 degrees in that sun because you got to – and then they get up early, Ellie cooks, vice versa, and tie those grapes. Those grapes' limbs got to be cut. They got to be tied, and they got to be taken care of. So what I told the young Latinos is we did all this. Y'all just came and start taking care of it after we already laid the groundwork. You know, we've done it since 1800, 1700, you know, this and that. How do you think the fields got the trees up out of the ground? Y'all didn't do that, so you guys don't work any harder than anybody else.
Exactly.
So I have
to set
them. You see what I'm saying? Every culture works that wants to make it. Y'all don't work any other culture.
True.
You know, so I really don't like, that racist stuff. I really don't care for that. Every man has the right to better his life. Every man has the right to be happy. And this land belongs to God. This world belongs to him. It don't belong to nobody.
That's right. Correct.
You know, and stuff. So I want another book on that. So I have a lot of books. That's why people told me to get out of nursing. I need to get into the book writing and all that. But it's all been because of cheap labor, and this is nothing that just got started. Surprise, it just got started. This has been going on for hundreds of years.
And that's going to be some book, trust me. It's going to be, because not everybody, they work on these kind of books. And then the story that you have, you just shared with me, trust me, I would suggest you to do it as soon as possible. Once you're done with kids' book, I'm pretty sure then you're going to have better idea. You're going to learn many things. Just don't do two books or three books at a time.
No, I'll just do one at a time. So the next one will be about that. And then the next one will be motivational. And that's why I told the people they want me to finish my RN. I don't want to finish that. I like writing, telling stories. I'm a storyteller. You know, so that's what I'm going to put my...
Again, only thing you need to do, Alan, you just need to tell... Because a team will be assigned to you. So your writer, you're just going to be telling this story. You're just going to be speaking. And then you will even know that within no time your book will be written and then edited.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
So I can just tell the story or record it like people said, but I'd rather just tell the story and they can write it out. Yeah,
exactly.
So we can
be
successful together.
As we are having a conversation, so you're going to be having a conversation with our team, with the writer. And they're just going to be talking to you, and then at the same time, they're going to be making notes, and they're going to be writing, they're going to be recording, and later on, they will simply go ahead and complete a chapter, the discussion that you guys are going to have, and then they're going to be sharing it with you. Hey, Alan, here we go. That's the first chapter of the book. That's the outline of the book. That's the second chapter. So within no time,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go ahead and complete your book. And now,
okay,
Alan,
well, thanks.
Please, Olma, if you can check your emails, I just sent you an email.
Okay.
If you don't find it in the inbox, it might have went to spam or junk folder. Just check this out, and it must have came from Rob. And subject line is book writing and publishing proposal. So you're going to find each and everything black and white.
Okay. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, Twitter, www. I don't see anything yet.
How about we check it in spam or junk folder, if you have spam or trash folder?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this is the first time I'm sending an email, so it might have been there.
Okay, what am I looking for, though? Your W, that's Redden, Coupon, Apria, Stacy, Nissan, Priceline, all these people.
Okay, just do one thing. In the search bar, just type my name, Rob, R-O-B. And my email is going to pop up. Yeah, exactly.
Rob. It got Robbie.
No, it's going to be Rob Williams. And subject line is going to be book writing and publishing proposal.
Okay, you want to read back my name for me and see if you got that?
Oh, yes.
Because I do.
Okay, I'm going to spell it out for you. Okay, I'm going to...
Let me get this.
Edward, okay. Alpha, Romeo, Lima, Edward, Nancy, Edward, and then we have Smith, then we have number1@hotmail.com. So it's just one, numeric.
Yeah, so it should be in here then, and I don't see it at all.
Hmm.
But I can call you back once I look for it. Let me
That's
see.
Refresh.
Yeah, I do not. So Book Baby, that one wrote me.
Mm-hmm.
I got Book Baby.
No.
Alice Gorge Press, I have that one.
Okay.
Allison Hills, I have everybody except for you. Yeah, I do. I have everybody except for you. Welcome to Alice Gorge. That one, I have all of them except for you, to be honest with you.
Okay,
did you
refresh the inbox or refresh your
mail? Yeah, this is a VA warranty. Let me go this way. Let me go this way. Marshall, Josh Brown. I do not see it.
Hmm.
I do not see you at all.
That's pretty strange.
Oh, you want to send it again?
That's something I'm doing. And... what I did is I sent you a text message as well. That's the email I have. So correct me if I'm wrong. If you check your cell phone, you must have received a text from a person.
Okay, I received the text. Let me see. I just 716-517-4821.
That's right.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put my name in and make sure you got the right thing. Make sure you got the right thing. So I'm going to send you my email.
Yep, I already shared it with you. If you check the message, I sent you the email address I have, and I sent you my email address as well. So you can simply search with that.
So we'll get in touch. Hotmail.com. Let me do this right quick and see if you got my. Okay.
All right, here we go.
See if you got. Did you get it?
Yep.
So that's how what my email is, except for it's not a capital E. It's all lowercase.
Yeah, exactly. So that's something I have.
Okay. So we'll keep in touch. I enjoyed talking to you. I'm going to get this together, see how that goes. So what am I supposed to do? Email that little book over to you?
See, we can do two things. One thing, you can go ahead and email it to me. What I'll do, I'll
mm-hmm.
simply go ahead and share it with my writing team, and then I'll let them know, hey, I have a client. This is what their book is all about, and they will give their feedback. Or if you want us to go ahead and just take care of it and then publish it, as you are very positive, we can complete the sign-up process. You can select the package, which one you want, and then, again, I'll go ahead and assign you the team, and you're going to be in contact with your writer, editor, and then the designing team. So we're going to go ahead and officially start working on the book. But I would advise you to check the package first, detail first, the email that I sent you.
Yeah, I'm going to read. I'm going to read that first. So it'll
exactly.
probably be Monday. You know, I'm not in a hurry.
Oh, that is perfectly fine. Just take your time.
Yeah, because I told you, I'm not out for money. I'm doing it for fun. I love doing this. I don't want to be a millionaire. If it happens, I'll donate it to something, because I think the more money you got, the more problems that you develop, and the more the family will beg me, and I have to move out of the country.
Now we'll make sure that this doesn't happen. So again, you love working with our writers. We have professional teams, and you're gonna love each and everything.
Do you have any success story you can share with me before you go, real quick?
Oh,
who was successful that had no money like me in the beginning?
We came across many writers, to be honest with you. because one more thing, we work under a non-disclosure agreement, which means we work with so many famous actors, politicians. We cannot share their names that we have written their books. But most of the books that you see in the market, around 75% of the books, that's done by the ghostwriters, which means most of the books that you see in the market, again, they have taken help from someone.
Okay, so that's what I'm thinking.
Exactly. So.
They're not going to be more creative than me. I'm a very creative person, because when I wrote the little book, I put all the illustrations of the little kid and the little cat and stuff that I wanted in it. So
mm-hmm.
for each page, there's an illustration that I cut and paste already on that book.
Wow. That's nice.
You said it's already done. For example, the kid walking off with the mother and stuff after he got potty trained. Well, he's holding her hand. I cut and paste that, and they're walking out.
Oh, I see.
So that work is done.
That's wonderful. That's going to make our life easier, and then within a matter of days, your book is going to be live on all those platforms. Exactly.
Yeah. So what I basically needed from them, if they got an idea, I want to clean that up. And put, I couldn't find the all the right pictures that I wanted, or the characters, you know. And I don't want anybody else's character, you know what I'm saying? But this is the way I want it. It's already laid out. It's already there. They can probably have some ideas. Well, we're gonna put five lines over here or four. That's fine. You know, they might want to change a word. That's fine. You know, so that book is already laid out, just about ready to go, showing you the illustrations of what's going on. So as the book is getting written, like the toilet's talking to the little boy, well, I got the toilet right there with the little boy standing there at the bottom. So it's already there. Can you follow me?
I am. I definitely am following you. And then you are creative. I can, again, I must say that you already have.
Well, I'm a nurse. Well, we had to give seminars. Yeah, so it's very. So that book is a simple book, it's
mm-hmm.
a funny book, it's a cute book, and everything else, it's a sweet book, it's a different book, and it's teaching, and it's a training book to kids all at the same time. So I got it, like, from kids 1 to 4.
I see. God.
You know, so the book's already laid out, actually.
Love
you. And the
Did
words,
you mean-
they, huh?
So I said the team that we're going to assign you, they're going to be specialized in working on these kind of books, on children's books. So you're going to learn so many things from them, and then, yeah, you're going to see the professionalism. There are going to be so many different things that they're going to do for you. So they will simply make a good rate. They will make sure that anyone who reads it, they take interest in it, keeping, of course, kids' mind in mind and then all these things.
Personally, I think we can make a lot of money together.
Oh, we definitely will. Most of our authors, around 65% of them on all the books that we work, they earn anything between 4 to 5K every month. That's a success ratio. So I'm pretty sure your book will do amazing. It's going to be, it's something that's unique. It's a sweet book. Usually people, they do buy these kind of books. And then we'll make sure that they buy. That's something that we make sure. And, that's it from my end. You have a wonderful weekend coming up. It was amazing talking to you. Just check my email. Just reply to it, or you have my direct line as well. Just send me a text, or you can give me a call on that number. And then
Rob. Have a nice day. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take good care of yourself. Stay safe.
Bye.